Blog Talk Radio.
We sing.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly on the Blog Talk Radio. Today is April 29, 2021, and this is our Thursday show. And let me bring on Nadia. Okay. I guess it is me for a moment. Okay. So I'm welcoming Don McDougal. And I'm probably just really screwed up his name, last name. And I'm sorry about that. Let me bring him on. Hi, Don. Welcome to Daytime After Dark.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
No problem. Yeah. Why don't you give our audience like a brief history? I mean, I know you've been in the, you know, music industry for over, you know, years, decades, 5 decades, in fact. Can you give our listeners like a little summary?
Sure. My name's John McDonough, and I'm not that old. Don't make me that old quite yet. I've been in the music industry for about 2 decades. I play songs for the last 5 decades in all my shows, but so I've been playing music and writing music and recording CDs for about the last 25 years. I was in Austin, Texas all that time, and I just relocated back to the Chicago area. And so I've been here 6 months, and that's going well. And I have a brand new CD out. It's an acoustic CD called Second Chances that I'm very excited about. And so that pretty much tells you what I'm up to.
Yep, and I just want to say Nadia is also here now. Nadia?
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Hi, John.
Hi, Nadia, how are you?
Good.
So, well, you know, I love Austin, Texas. I love anywhere in Texas. I totally fell in love with Texas. So many times I've been there. It's like a city you don't want to leave because it's everything is beautiful there. And if you drive 5 hours past Austin or maybe 4 or Houston, then you can go to this thing called the Magnolia Bakery. So I'm just saying, if anyone wants to drive from Houston to Magnolia by Waco, Texas, it's a great drive and a great scenery. So, yeah. So, who have you sing with lately? I mean, because we were shut down for like, we are still shut down in Seattle. Thank you, Seattle.
Well, this last year has been so hard on everyone, and no different for me. But I was a little lucky because I did have a big tour planned out east that I had to cancel, so that was a bummer. And then I had, you know, all my normal shows canceled. But I was able to use this time to just sort of work on my guitar playing and work on restructuring some songs. And then I had the time to make this acoustic CD. So, it's been a bummer, but it's actually been positive in some ways. Now that I'm done with the CD, I'm just dying to get out and play again. This cannot end soon enough. But I can't really complain too much. I've been very lucky that I've been able to take this time and be with family and work on my music without the pressure of having to play live gigs.
Well, yeah, I just think that's one of the things. I think for the last year, there wasn't YouTube and obviously concerts on the net for music. People would have probably gone insane or ended up alcoholic or something because, you know, it's just a crazy year. And, you know, I love country music. I fell in love with it ever since I was 7, which is my grandfather's fault, because he was always playing Don DeVoe, Willie Nelson, Kenny Rogers, everyone. So it was just, you know, yeah, it was. I mean, and country music is good now, too. I mean, I believe that, you know, yeah, it may have got some over to the pop area, but that might have just helped country music people more than if it didn't. I mean, no one ever criticized Kenny Rogers when he did Lady, which was written by the great Lionel Richie. You know, that was kind of a pop over country thing. So, yeah. You know, so.
Yeah, you're totally right. Yeah. And
yeah.
Did you say that your grandfather played John Denver a lot?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, not that I got sick of it. Well, okay. For a while, I got sick of it because he would be working on his car or we would go for a drive because I grew up in Oregon on a nice farm. And, well, I didn't go. Well, I spent 90% of my life there because, you know, I usually just went over there because my grandparents had a farm and my job was to name all the animals and everything. So, yeah, but Don Denver was always playing Willie Nelson. And, like, one song I can get out of my head, even if I try, is Country Road Take Me Home. If I tried, and it's all his fault because back in those days, you know, they were playing that song a lot. And,
yeah.
You know, it does.
Well, I'm
just stuck in your head.
I'm a big John Denver fan too. I was when I was a kid, I lived in Colorado, and in Denver actually, right when John Denver was huge. So this was in the 70s, and so I'm a big John Denver fan myself. And actually, it's funny because the first song on this new CD is a song I wrote about John Denver. It's called "The Place Where I Belong," and so. You need to go listen to it and tell me what you think, if you're not too sick of him yet. But
I actually thought that when I was looking at your songs, I sort of knew that song was from part of that song for some reason.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yes, I was
pretty. Yeah, I mean,
John Denver.
And I mean,
and I'm
I think, you know, even though he was, John Denver was great and a great crossover artist too, I never thought he got more of the love and the respect that he deserved. And then when he died, you know, his music got popular again, like, it seemed like when I was, everyone died in music, so music gets more popular than normal. I mean, that's how I see it.
Yeah, that definitely can happen. And you're right, he did. He caught a bad rap, I think. You know, sort of pop didn't want to accept him. Country music didn't want to accept him. And it seemed like everyone was sort of mad at him for being so successful. So... yeah, that wasn't really fair because he was really good.
Yeah, I mean, you don't, no, you don't.
But Nadia, I'm so happy that you
add someone because all of a sudden they all popular with you know, their you know, music. So. So yeah, you, in my opinion, anyway. But so
yeah.
What was your music influence besides him? That you listen to and love.
Yeah, well, I always loved the singer-songwriters, like
mm-hmm.
James Taylor and Harry Chapin, Cat Stevens. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I listen to all kinds of music, and I really like a lot of music, but it seemed like that was my first love, and that's always been my first love. I mean, even as a little kid, I loved my first the first album I bought when I was 10 years old, I think, was Harry Chapin's Taxi. And, yeah, I always laugh because that's not really a normal album that a 10-year-old would buy. You know? But I just always loved the singer-songwriters, and so that's where I find my motivation. And, Nadia, I just think it's so cool that you knew what that song was about based on hearing it.
Yes.
I just love that.
As soon as I saw it, and then I was like, I have to ask him, and then I just knew, because I love that song.
Oh, thanks. That's so awesome. I have a lyric video out for that song, and it's just mountain scenery. It's really peaceful and beautiful and relaxing. So if you want to check that out, go on my YouTube channel. I think you'll like it, Nadia.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, and so when, you know, I know you just have an album CD out now, right? Oh, are you going to?
No, it's out. It came out March 17th.
Okay, well, they still highly publicized people. That was the nice of them. They still really put you on a PR, too. And, well, but COVID-19 kind of scrapped that. Okay, well, that's another reason they get mad at COVID. You failed with second chances, and this is where I belong. So what made you, write them and, love those songs?
Yeah, well, so I made a CD in 2014 called Dreams and Imagination, and since then, I wrote some really good songs for that CD, I feel like, and I'm proud of that CD, but my guitar playing has gotten a lot better, and I've reworked a lot of songs on that album, and I think they're more interesting now. The musical arrangements are much more interesting and engaging. And then I recorded a CD in 2016 called Surrounding Colors, and I went more electric with that CD, and while I'm proud of that too, I realized afterwards that I'm really more an acoustic musician. And so I had these songs that I really liked, but I just wanted to re-record them. I wanted to re-record them either because I had more interesting arrangements for them now or because I just wanted to re-record them acoustically. And I've always loved acoustic CDs. I always love when artists do a song, and then they do a second version of it acoustically. And so I picked out my favorite 10 songs from those two CDs that I thought deserved a second chance, which is why the CD is called Second Chances. And I was very strict with it. I went into the studio and I said, we're just going to have two acoustic guitars, two vocals, and a string section. And we're going to keep it very sparse like that. And I just think it came out great. I just think the songs really, you just get to hear the songs as they're meant to be heard, I think. I'm just really pleased with it.
Yeah, well, I just think that, I was listening to one of your songs last night. Give Me One More Day to Say Goodbye, and that was awesome.
Oh,
thank
you.
It was a really, really great song, and I loved it.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm really happy with the way that one came out too. I just think, the way it came out recorded acoustically, I just think came out really cool. And I've always liked that song, so I'm excited you know, I'm excited to be playing. I can't wait to get out and start playing it live again. But thank you. I really appreciate that.
So if you could right now do a duet you know, with anyone right now in country music, who would you pick?
Let's see. Does it have to be country music?
Okay, no, any kind of music. Any time.
Okay.
See, I'm helping. Okay.
No,
yeah,
just because
anyone you want to.
Okay. I've always been a big fan of Billy Joel since I was a little kid. I just think he's fantastic, and I love almost everything he's ever done. And, you know, and I also think he just seems very smart, and I think he's very funny. And I just would love to share the stage with him because I just would love to get to know him. I think I would learn a lot from him, and I think – it would be a lot of fun, too, because he just seems like a very engaging, funny person. So Billy Joel is, like, pretty – he's the first one that popped into my head when you asked that question. What – do y'all like Billy Joel?
Well,
is that a
– I love Billy Joel.
Awesome.
My favorite songs from Billy Joel are Uptown Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Only the Good Die Young.
Oh, yes. Classic.
Yes, that's one of my favorites. Those are actually my two favorites. I have to think of the other ones.
I always think Scenes from an Italian Restaurant is always one of my top ones as well. Mm-hmm. That and Only the Good Die Young. Those two are...
Yes.
And that album was just so amazing. So... Mm-hmm. I saw him live in concert once, and it was the best experience. I mean, it was just so much fun. The crowd was great. He was great. Yeah, so Billy Joel, if you're listening, feel free to hit me up.
Exactly.
And now, Nadia, are you on the East Coast right now?
I am.
Yeah, so... I mean, so it's Billy Joel's probably even bigger where you are than where I am because he's from New York, obviously. So, I mean, he must just be – I think he's even bigger there.
Exactly. Yeah, I actually saw him in concert at the City Garden in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was awesome. He was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I think – I hear those shows are fantastic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I see that you're that you want to start touring again as soon as the pandemic lightens up. Would you ever consider coming to Boston?
Oh my God, I'm dying to come to Boston. I love the East Coast, and I think my music would go over really well there. And actually, mm-hmm. one of the reasons I decided to relocate to the Chicago area. Mm-hmm. is because I wanted to be closer to the East Coast for touring. And where I am now,
right.
I'm just an easy one-day drive to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And then, as you know, once you're there, it's so easy. The towns are so close together.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, and I love Boston. I've been there several times. It's one of my favorite cities. So I cannot wait to do that. You know, that was Texas, you know, it took me 6 hours just to get out of Texas when I was living in Texas. So I'm very excited to be where I am now and actually be more accessible to get to certain places like Boston, Washington, D.C., New York, Massachusetts,
New York.
You know, all those places.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, that would be great. I would love to see you when you do come to Boston.
I was going to say, I will definitely let you know, and we'll definitely try to hook up. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And my other goal is for touring, so definitely the East Coast is a priority, because I haven't toured out there yet, so that's definitely a priority.
Right.
And then my other priority is Europe. I had planned to go to Europe before the pandemic hit. Excuse me. So that obviously killed that. And but I have a promoter in Europe, and I'm talking with him, and we're talking about setting something up for 2022. And so I love Europe. I've never played over there, and so that's another big goal of mine that I'm hoping to get done in 2022.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome. Europe and beautiful too. That'd
yeah.
be awesome.
Be so much fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, so do you want to do all of Europe or like certain places in Europe?
Yeah, well, I'm going to let my promoter sort of decide where he thinks would be best. I mean, of course, I'd love to do a huge, you know, tour through all of Europe, but that's biting off a lot. So,
I know, right? That's what I was saying. I was like, I wonder where.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and he works predominantly in Holland and Germany and a little bit in France. And so, you know, Holland might be a focus in parts of Germany. But he's also got connections in Ireland. And I've never been to Ireland, and I would love to go there. And so, that's also a possibility.
Awesome. Yeah, I heard Ireland's beautiful too. My family's been, because I have family out in Ireland, because my grandfather on my mom's side is Irish. So they have family still out there, and they used to visit every year. So, but I've never been, so I've been dying to go to Ireland.
I know. Well, we both need to get over there, for sure.
Exactly.
Because I have some Irish blood in me as well, so I feel bad that I haven't been there yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a little bit of everything. I'm Italian, Irish, Polish, Lithuanian.
Yeah, wow, that's great.
Of everything.
I'm not sure that you know it. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? That could be more, but that's what I was told.
That's right. That's the message I'm going with. That's right.
Exactly.
Now the other host, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Who's the other host that we're talking to?
Okay, I'm Colleen, and she's Nadia.
Yes.
Okay, Colleen, that's right. You said Colleen, you're from.
Yeah, I'm Colleen, she's Nadia, but you know, people get us confused, which is fine. I don't care.
But where are you from, Colleen? Again, because I thought you said you're from the West Coast, right?
Yeah, I'm being really sarcastic. I'm from Seattle. Well, I grew up in Oregon, but then we moved to Seattle, and now we are at Bayer rolling us back to phase two. And so I'm feeling a little like we are never going to get out of this. I mean, because if you remember, everyone, we were the first people to get the virus.
That's right.
So we were the first people, and now the numbers have gone up, and I'm like, okay, come on. I need my summer, okay? I wasn't upset during the winter time about it because it's cold and raining and maybe snowing.
Yeah.
But, you know, being almost summer and it's not even May yet here and it's 75 degrees, which we never get, I think it's going to be really hard on people. And I think once this is finally over with, you know, a lot of people are going to have mental issues about, you know, staying inside so long and not being able to be with people. I think that's going to be like another hit for the American people. Like, you know, not being able to do what they want to do for like a year and a half.
I think it's definitely causing people problems, and understandably. And I think it's so frustrating that the numbers are going back up because I feel like we're so close to being done with it. And I just think if people can hold on a little bit longer and do the right things and get vaccinated, you know, this is so close to being over. And especially, I understand what you're saying because it's sort of the same here. You know, we just got done with winter. I'm in the Chicago area. So winters are pretty harsh here. And so everyone is also really ready for summer as well. And so I think it's really doubly important that we can get out in places like this or Seattle where it's not so – well, Boston can be pretty brutal in the winter too, so for all of us.
Well, it's just nice that music is available. Because if we didn't have music for the last year and TV, so
I think we'd probably all go crazy. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if we didn't have us for not having music and you know, music to listen to over the past year.
I think it would make
me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think this has shown that art is very important to our mental health and our happiness and whatever kind of art that might be, whether it's, you know, visual art or music or film or whatever. But I think it shows how this past year has really shown how important it is for our happiness and our, feeling fulfilled.
I totally agree. And Nadia, do you have any of those questions you always want to ask everyone?
I think we've asked most of the questions. my other question, though, is I'm not sure if you're set up or anything, but are you willing to maybe sing one of the songs on the album Second Chances for us tonight? Or
oh boy, I'm just on my phone right now, and I don't think it would come across so well. So I'm sorry. I just wasn't. I thought I didn't. I wasn't prepared for this at all. I just didn't think we were going to do that. So
we would love you back on the show anytime. Musically, I mean, people come back on our show every a lot. Don't they, Nadia? They love us. American people love us.
Yes, and they come back, and I mean, we did have a couple of artists that did sing over the phone too, but I mean, that's totally up to you.
And our co-host and our host who probably wants to ask you Kristen. So let me bring on Bobby first, because I love Bobby, and Bobby's great, and Bobby's the genius.
Well, thank you very much, Carly.
You're welcome. And that was my little apology for the other day. So there. So ask Vaughn anything, right? You know, ask him.
Hey, John, how are you doing tonight?
Good, thanks. How are you? I'm glad you called
in. Well, thank you very much. I'm wondering, now, you said that you hope to get back on tour soon. Are we looking at an estimated time of maybe the summer once the concerts gets up and running and once we have almost most of the country vaccine and especially if what the president's saying about masks not being used at outdoor venues like stadiums or pavilions or amphitheaters where you'll be performing versus the arenas?
Yeah, I'm thinking for me, because I'll probably be a lot of my gigs will be indoors, that I'm thinking toward like fall. Hopefully October is when I'm thinking I'll get, and by then maybe things will be back to normal where I can go back on tour and play in smaller venues and it won't be an issue. That might be wishful thinking, but that's my thinking right now.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed.
Right. Are you planning to maybe do the stuff like maybe places like Nashville or Atlanta or in the Carolinas, especially in my hometown, Fayetteville, North Carolina, or in Raleigh or Charlotte or Greensboro anytime soon?
Yes. I'm so happy you brought that up because I said I had this big tour planned for the East Coast before COVID hit, and a couple of those gigs were in North Carolina. And so I'm dying to go there. And what's that triangle? There's a triangle that in North Carolina.
Yeah, Raleigh.
Yeah, Raleigh. And so, you know, I've never really spent much time there, and it just looks great. And again, I know that music is very popular there. So I'm dying to get there, and I'm planning on coming there again. I'm still in contact with some of these venues. So, you know, when this is finally over, I plan on going there for sure. And Nashville as well. Yeah. That's another reason I'm excited to when I move to the Chicago area, because now I'm only a 7-hour drive to Nashville, which is nothing. So I definitely want to get down there, and I know people there too. So, please follow me on Facebook, and when I come to North Carolina, we can meet up. That'd be great.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be either in Raleigh or Fayetteville, but you also mentioned the two cities in North Carolina you were going to. Can you actually tell me what was the two cities you were supposed to be performing at?
Yeah, I'm blanking out on the names right now, but I remember there was the triangle. I have it all in emails, but
yeah.
I'm blanking out right now. But there was the I just remember them talking about this triangle in North Carolina that I think it
was
like
was
three
Raleigh.
College towns.
That's Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill. And we have NC State in Raleigh, Duke in Durham, and University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill.
Yes, right, yes, that's it. So, and so one of my gigs was in Raleigh, and I don't remember where the other one was. But yeah. So how do you like it there? Do you like it?
Well, the weather is nice, and I just basically just wait to just watch the teams and just support the Charlotte Hornets, the Carolina Panthers, and the Carolina Hurricanes whenever they're on TV, and any of the ACC Raleigh area teams, especially North Carolina. Chapel Hill and just support them in sports, but everything's been fine.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, I love college towns, and I think North Carolina is so cool that it has all those colleges right there. I mean, that's such a cool atmosphere, I think.
Right. Well, let's go, because we have Veronica on the line, and I'm sure she wants to talk to you and ask you questions. But you're welcome back, and take care, and I'll follow you on Facebook so you can keep me updated on where in North Carolina you're going to be, and maybe I'll make a trip over there to say hi.
That would be great. Thanks.
Have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, Bobby.
Right. And Veronica, the best new host on the show, and... Veronica,
John. Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, John. My name is Veronica Robles. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. How are you guys this evening?
Good.
Hi, good.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on the show. Definitely, I miss, you know, the music, you know, going to see a show but right now it's not safe at the moment to go see anything at this time, you know. Because of COVID-19.
Yep, I agree.
I mean, I'm fully vaccinated and had my the shot and everything, but it's just still not safe right now, you know.
No, you're exactly right. It's still it's still a little too early. And I've had both shots, too, and I'm so close. I was even the other day, I was like, maybe I should just get out and start booking a few gigs for the summer. But then I was like, I just want to wait a little bit longer to make sure it's safe for me and for everyone else.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I miss music, you know, to go see a show of music or play or movies, you know, movie theaters. It's just still not safe at the moment. But I just wanted to say, my question is, what TV shows are you watching at this moment right now during of COVID-19? What shows are you watching this moment?
Oh my God, I'm laughing to myself because I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit this.
That's okay, John. That's okay.
I have this guilty pleasure that I've had for years.
Uh-huh.
And I don't. Are you familiar with? Obviously, I'm sure you know MTV. And,
yes,
you know,
MTV. They play everything from the present to the past and all the music videos. You know, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, great. And you know how they have these challenge shows on where they have,
yeah,
you know, people that used to live in their, you know, the real world houses, and now they have these,
oh,
like,
yes.
These,
oh, yes. I remember
compete.
That they have those, and they have all these different shows on MTV. Yeah, of course.
Yes. And so that is one of the main things that I've been watching the last few months. They had a new, it just ended, but they had a new challenge show. It was in Iceland. And,
oh, my gosh.
And me and my sister and I watch those shows whenever they come on. And like I said, I'm so embarrassed to admit it, but that is my guilty pleasure. And,
oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
And then besides that, I honestly don't watch a lot of, like, these days, I don't watch a lot of series-type shows on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been watching a lot of movies, and movies about the civil rights and with all that that's been going on the last year.
Well, that's okay.
Like
a lot of good movies. Yeah, I totally agree with you, John. A lot of good movies, you know, you can catch on TV or on Netflix. Yes, that keeps you very busy. Keeps everybody busy.
Yeah. And yeah, so those are the two things that I watch mostly. And I'm a big sports fan, so I've been watching a lot of ice hockey.
That's good. Really, really good. Yes. I'm hoping that, you know, bringing some sports back in, you know, to each of because it's very hard, you know, people, they love basketball, they love, you know, baseball and all that, but unfortunately you can't see it right now in person, you know. And I'm just hoping when the time comes, be able to go back in person.
Yes, yes, for the fans and the players. Because, I mean, I'm glad that they're playing, but the empty stadiums is sort of sad, and it's not as good. So,
yeah.
But how is life in Houston? I like Houston. I used to go there often when I lived in Texas.
Well, it's okay. It's been raining. It rains a lot. It does rain a lot in Houston. The weather's really, really hot. I mean, we had the winter blast this year. The weather was really cold. I never expected a lot of snow. I mean, ever in my whole life being born and raised here in Houston, Texas, you know. But, you know, other than that, it's okay, you know, for me,
yeah,
you know, because I've been here all my life, born and raised here in Houston all my life.
Yeah. Did you lose power and things like that?
We did for three weeks. A lot of people lost power for three weeks, almost a month, and not no water. But we hanged in there, tried our very best to, you know, and just try to make the best of it.
Yeah, that was a brutal stretch, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, believe me, if you would have come down here in Houston, the weather of this cold weather in Houston, believe me, me and my whole family, we were like lived like in Alaska with this weather, with the having this cold weather. You know, it reminds me of Alaska.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, seriously, I just hope we don't get this again. But other than that, thank you so much, John, for coming on the show. Please come back and definitely keep us up to date on your upcoming projects.
That's awesome. Thank you. And thanks for calling in. Yes. Hopefully I'll meet you in Houston sometime soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Sean, and have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Veronica.
You're welcome.
Anytime you want to come back for anything, just for the heck of it, just let Nadia know, because she's the best booker we have in our booking history, and she is the one that organizes all of our life very efficiently.
I would love to come. That'd be awesome. This is fun. And it's been so fun talking to people all over the country. It's been awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I mean, we all
love this.
Yeah, we all, you know, it's funny. We all in different parts of the country, and we are like the most fun, crazy, dysfunctional family that there is on probably a radio show. But at least we have fun doing it. So, you know. But, yes, please come back, because we would love it. And next time maybe you can play new music. Right, Nadia?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Next time I'll be prepared, and we will do that for sure. Yes.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and have a great night, and have a great upcoming weekend.
You too. Thank you, and thank you, Nadia. And, yes, it's been fun.
You're welcome.
And I look forward to doing it soon.
Definitely. Take care.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye,
have
guys.
A good
thank
night.
You. You too.
Thank Bye, John. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, John. So that was a really great interview, you guys. And okay, fine. I will admit, I pronounced his, you know, last name wrong. I will admit.
None
that.
Of us knew. I wasn't even on this.
It's on me.
That's okay.
It's
That's
on
okay.
me. It's on me. I didn't mean to do it. It's on me. It was my fault. But it was a hard pronouncing it. And you know what? I don't care, but I just want to let you three know that, you know, it's crazy. You know, some last names are easy, some last names are really hard. And I love that we are interviewing a lot of people right now. And
yeah.
Also, we have a new Daytime After Dark page.
Yay!
Don't we, Nadia?
Yes. You already follow it, Bobby and Veronica, but if you look at it, I did it differently.
Oh, well, no, it was wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll check
and,
it out.
You know, and then what else? Oh, and tonight, even though my grandma's all mad that her deputy and we are posting it not on until 9, but tonight is the NFL draft. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I
yep,
understand.
Awesome.
Ron Snyder, Pete Carroll, please give us something good. You know, I want to be back in the Super Bowl. You know, I love the Super Bowl. I love, I love football. You know, you guys have no idea because you haven't been here during football season like Bobby has. So
mm-hmm.
come the fall, you're going to see another side of Carly. Right, Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, they should be warned, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever, Bobby, you're on, right?
Yeah, I am. I was looking at
okay,
the page.
Good. So
hey, Bobby.
Bobby, every time
hey.
Football season comes, what usually happens?
Repeat that question
what
again.
Usually happens.
Usually.
You want to give them a sneak yeah. peek into what I do.
You watch careful. You're just worried. You just don't have nobody call you.
So let's put it this way, you guys. And Nadia, I guess I'm going to have to live with you out in Boston. You're a Patriot fan, and I just have to go there. But Tom Brady is no longer with you guys, so my hate for the New England is kind of down. But, I mean, I love... during football season, we do talk football, and if the Seahawks lost the game over the weekend, you can expect me to go a little crazy. Okay, a lot crazy. And before we go, I just want to say that...
What?
I want to say that before we go.
What?
We are back tomorrow.
Oh, man, ugly fucking baby.
What are you lying down for?
It's right here.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just a moment.
Okay, yes, good.
Tomorrow, we have 11 o'clock, so... 1 o'clock, Maggie's time. 2 o'clock.
But I'm like, hey, pick up your check from your surrogate, being a surrogate father, man. He's gonna say shit.
Oh no.
Huh?
Oh great.
What happened?
Swiss board kicked off Bobby. Oh crap. Okay.
I hate when that goes
bad. I will apologize later. Veronica, I think we should end here, and we will be back tomorrow at 11 my time, and who will we who will we have tomorrow night?
We have Mark as a caller. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, he's been on as the Raccoons.
Will turn.
And, put it this way.
Dave,
he
right?
is so, he is
Collier.
Handsome and sexy. And yes, probably we'll be flirting tomorrow.
Well, you guys have fun, okay?
And, you know what? And
well,
you know
what?
I am.
Tomorrow, huh?
Yeah. And I just want to say, people, stop the Twitter wars all day long. I've heard about fan wars going on between the Jason fans and the Jason and Brett fans and the. You know, the Michael and Willow and Chase and Willow, the Dome. You guys, this is ridiculous. They put the actors in their tweets. You guys, there was some drunk tweeting going on with people today. That's all I'm going to say, because people are going to like who they like. And, yes, I do like Jason and Britt together, because for me, I feel like Sam and Jason were in the same cycle when they got back together. You know, nothing new. And Sam is a little lighter with Dante. And they are not blood related. People are knocked off, right? Veronica and Nadia?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because this is stupid.
Excuse me.
People are going after Dominic. People are going after Dominic on Twitter and Kelly on Twitter. And they are blaming them for their coupling, okay? And let me tell you, people on Twitter, if any coupling should be zero right now, should be yelling and screaming at the Wild and the Frank, which I won't do, will be the Carson fans. Okay, people? This is the longest Carson drought we we've ever had. So, you know, this is hard on Colby. So, yes, but we do, and this so far we will have a voice tomorrow. And have a great night, you guys.
You too.
Bye.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
See you both. Bye. Have a good night.